Hello and welcome to episode 189 of the Rustical Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Well, a couple of people at the moment, I guess.
Do them both.
Okay. Zolf Smith.
And Chris Uptrick, Act Amsterdam.
Woo!
But mean. The late.
Yeah. Mean,
Yeah.
Who else we got?
Hamid Salahurin Altahan.
Celsite, Bottom.
And Azu.
And how's everyone feeling? Everyone feeling nice, welcomed, supportive, you know, just generally in a good place?
I mean, I'm feeling pretty good, apart from what you're doing to poor Helen.
I am feeling pretty good because I'm going to do well to spite you.
Yes, Helen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to give you a situation that you absolutely cannot win and you're going to beat it.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time. Right, with that in mind, I'm going to be picking up where we left off, which is each of you in your own little special time having interesting conversations with exciting people, I use the word. With that in mind, I am going to jump straight into, let's call it, Bunny Ears, Rome, and pick up exactly where we left off, which is between Grizzop and Azu.
All right.
So, yeah, I'll hand over. Ben, you are my vassal in these matters. I trust your judgment.
I hate this.
I believe the last thing that Grizzop said was that maybe it's what Azu deserves, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Azu's going to say, I don't think you're the real Grizzop, actually.
So? I don't care what you think, right? I care what you've done.
By this point, Grizzop is, like, vibrating with anger, and you can see, like, tears appearing at the bottom of his eyes.
Oh! Azu is going to approach slightly.
He backs off.
Okay.
Because of what you did, because you weren't able to keep on, my life has been wasted. I'm trapped here for the rest of the time I have, and I can't do anything useful, and it's all your fault. I'm just wasting away here.
I don't think your life was wasted. I have it on fairly good authority that it wasn't.
But there was so much else I could have done. You know, I had more time. I had more time, and you nixed that.
You could have had more time, yes. But it wasn't entirely up to me.
You could have just held my hand and not let go. I wanted more time, and you took that away from me.
You made choices as well, though, Grizzop.
What, to come with you to Rome when I didn't want to even go? You put me in this situation, and then you killed me.
No, I didn't.
You can pretend to yourself that you didn't, but you let go. There's nothing more to say. Now I have all the time in the world to sit here and think about what I could have done and what I can't do. And now you're here as an extra insult?
What do you want me to do, Grizzop?
You can't do anything. I don't want you to do anything. I want you to have been better.
Well, I can't do that.
Can you give me a perception check, Helen?
Yeah.
I recant my previous objection. I think this is meaner to Ben than it is to Helen.
What are you talking about?
It's hurting his voice box.
I'm having a whale of the time. I mean, it's a bit of a problem with my waveform because I'm balanced for Zolf, but I don't think it's too bad, so I think we're all right.
Oh, God.
You did this, Alex.
That is 29.
29, okay. As you're saying that, there's a distant shudder. You hear a gentle rumble and maybe the sound of something, I don't know, finally giving up the ghost and collapsing in on itself far away in whatever this place is.
Okay.
Maybe a slight tremor underfoot, but nothing more.
Gonna ignore that. Azu then says, I did my best, just like you would, and it wasn't...
If it had been up to me, I'd have done better. But it wasn't up to me, it was up to you, and you couldn't do it.
I think it was up to all of us. And I think that if you were the real Grizzop, you would understand that, because I think that the real Grizzop is a lot more practical than to blame someone else for all of his problems.
there is a very loud rumble from a different part distant from this room, and clearly a few more buildings are struggling with the strain of the years, maybe, but definitely they're giving a bit of a rumble. On that, I'd like to jump to a different conversation.
Okie dokie.
I am going to jump to you, Sel.
I mean, conversation. Does the diary entry say anything beyond day 37, still looking or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's it seems to be, you know, a personal account.
Yep.
It mostly starts with the logistics, you know. Mm-hmm. We're running low on food now. I'm having to convince them to stay. They do the same for me.
So puts the letter down and again shouts into the void. This is not a very good character study of Haley. Just to give you some notes, she cared about the town more than...
There is a distant roar from the depths of the wilds.
Yeah, like, this is what I'm getting at. I just, if you... Like, she cared about other people. She had big dreams. She wasn't someone to turn back, you know? And in a way, I wish she would. But I... Of all the things that I feel bad about, the idea that she couldn't look after herself and look after the others and... No, she... She was so strong, and she would have got them somewhere safe. Even if the boat went down a whirlpool or something, like, just don't show me it wrecked. Here, she wouldn't have come back. She wouldn't have come back.
There is a very loud roar from the wilderness and the tremor of something huge moving closer.
Right. Sel is going to turn into a parrot and is going to fly up if they can. This is, of course, a potion, not a spell, but it does, yeah.
Sel drinks the potion.
Yep.
Sel knows what this feels like. They've done this plenty of times before, mm-hmm. and they are very familiar with the process.
Mm-hmm.
This feels very different.
Indeed.
They are... It tastes rancid in a way that Sel doesn't remember it tasting as such, and it's almost nauseating, and it leaves them staggering ever so slightly and vision blurring a little bit. And then they start to hear cries and screams, in fact, and flames all around.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so this is a lot more like it. Yeah.
Their vision clears to find themselves... far larger than they have been at their largest.
Yep.
Claws the size of machetes protruding from their arms.
Yep.
And a lot of familiar faces fleeing from them as the village burns around them.
Yeah, Sel kind of turns to wherever the roaring has been coming from.
Sure.
And kind of says, so this is actually a lot more accurate. This feels bad, you know. This was a very bad day, and this should have been top of the nightmare list. You know what do you want me to say to everyone? I'm sorry.
I am going to jump to Hamid. I believe I left you hugging Aziza.
Aziza, I love you and I miss you, and I always will. And there's so many...
That's not enough. That's not enough. You always give the big speeches. You always want to just rattle off enough words to make the problem better or go away, okay? The truth is, you can talk all you want, but it's not going to change what happened.
I'm not fixing anything. I'm not changing anything. I can't. I'm just telling you how I feel, how I am. There's so many times in my life I wish I could have made different decisions, but I did... everything I could, everything I knew how to save you. And if I had those moments again, I would have done the same. And I'm sorry that that's not enough. And I will always, always feel terrible about that.
Good.
And if that's all you need to hear, then yes. But I'm not going to sit here and agree with you.
As you finish saying that, the spotlight grows a little bit dimmer. Where before you could see even to the back row just because of the ambient light, you lose a little bit of the back row of that theatre as you say that. But she pushes you away quite vigorously. It's just the same as always. It's just words. You just keep spewing words and then thinking that it changes things. Great, you feel sad. I'm still dead.
Yeah.
Always the same. You were the same at uni. That was your fault. You talk a big game, then the problem goes away and everyone else is left to pick up your baggage.
Yeah, that was worse. I made a terrible mistake, which I should have known better.
And then so, you didn't learn from it and you let the same kind of thing happen again.
More than...
And again.
Once.
So why even bother? I love you, Hamid, I do, but you need to actually start to realise that you keep talking and you keep saying that you feel bad and you keep saying that you're going to change, but you don't. You keep doing the same things.
I'm not the same as
why
I was.
Why keep that lie going? What's the point? You're not even fooling yourself, never mind me, never mind everyone else.
I've done more good than the harm I've caused. And I have so much power because of the abilities I've inherited, and that comes with a responsibility to use it to do as much good as I can. And I've made missteps, I've made mistakes, and I've hurt people. But I understand now that I have to keep doing the best I can in every new situation, and I have to keep working to make things better. And
what makes this speech any different than all the ones you give before? Every time. Do you not see it? You're doing it right now. You let the horrible thing happen, then you talk about it afterwards, and then you magically make yourself feel better, but you don't fix the problem. You never did, and you never do.
That's not true. I have fixed things and I have saved people.
The light of the spotlight grows dimmer again in a way that's very tangible to you at this point.
And if there's some great reckoning in the future and one of the gods weighs my sins against my accomplishments, that'll be the moment when I truly know where the balance is. And until
listen
then
to yourself, a great reckoning. How arrogant are you? You're just a child that goes through and makes the same mistakes over and over and just makes ever more grandiose lies about yourself.
I'm not saying there will be, but
just give it up. Just accept the fact that you're not actually going to be improving. This is just a downward spiral, and all you're doing is justifying yourself to yourself.
Yes. I am justifying myself to myself. I know myself better. I know who I am. I know what I've become, Aziza, and the real Aziza would see that and understand me too.
The light dims even further. You're starting to lose sight of the audience entirely. No, you can say what you want. I'm not going to let you just talk your way out of this where you talk your way out of everything else. This is your fault. This was all
fault. I'm not trying to persuade you. I guess I'm just explaining it to myself.
This was all your fault, Hamid. All your fault. All your fault, Hamid. All your fault.
Are my fault.
All your fault, Hamid. All your fault.
But not this.
All your fault, Hamid.
And nothing.
All your fault. All
I can do will change that. Goodbye, Aziza.
As she's talking about this and she's crying as she says it, the light grows darker and darker and darker till eventually you're just left alone in the dark. I'm going to jump to Zolf. Zolf was having a good time. Zolf was having a fun time.
Yeah, it was great.
So, I believe you were having an argument about the nature of sort of existentialism versus phenomenology via the virtue of just telling each other you were wrong in increasingly loud ways.
I mean, it was more telling Theron that he needed to up his game.
Fair. Maybe if you'd up your game, I wouldn't have been trapped down here,
Game had nothing to do with it. I was bored. I kicked a support beam and I caused a cave-in.
And then you didn't fix it. You just left me here.
What do you mean, fix it?
You didn't even try.
Well, of course I tried. You were crushed to death.
No, this is always you.
What do you want me to do?
We want you to have been the brother that I was to you.
Oh, bloody hell, Theron.
What?
The brother that I was to you.
I was a good brother. I was always watching out for you. Always.
that's as... Oh, I can't believe I'm being dragged into this. Look, that's as maybe, but that's not what our parents thought. You were the golden boy. You know, oh, Ferrin, he'll take over the mine.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare try and just flip this on me.
I'm not flipping anything, Ferrin. This is what happened. Because we're talking about things in the past that we can't make any difference about. Like, anything you say to me is something I've thought to myself thousands of times over my life. And I've had to come to terms with it. Like, what? Give me your best shot. Go on. What can you say to upset me?
You want my best shot?
Yeah, go on.
Well, I'm not the only person you've killed, am I?
No, I'm a professional murderer.
Well, I'm not the only person that you killed through being incompetent?
Probably not, no.
Weak?
We destroyed the world's economy. Or Europe's economy. Europe and North Africa's economy. A lot of economy for a lot of people.
That's a lot of bad you've done there.
Yeah, it is.
Do you not ever think the wrong brother was left down here?
Well, I don't know. But you got crushed and I didn't. Like, I don't know. I didn't have control over that, nor did you. That's dumb luck, or fate, or whatever you want to call it.
I got crushed because you did it.
Yeah, but I could have knocked out the support beam and it fell on my head. Like, I'm responsible for your death. I know that. I've never pretended that I wasn't responsible for your death.
The distant rumble that you heard up ahead, if you remember back then, is coming from the opposite direction. It's louder. It seems like a pretty substantial cave-in. Ferrin doesn't seem to notice.
Great. Okay, and now you're trying to bloody cave-in me.
I'm not doing anything. This is all you, and it's always been you.
Whatever. This might work, because I'm pretty claustrophobic.
No, what you are is stubborn, and you're just trying to fill the space, okay? You're just trying to bash your head against the problem, okay? Maybe if you just didn't do this, if you didn't just stick your heel in and plant your flag in a random place, you might actually get somewhere.
Then what do you want me to... No, okay, now hang on a minute. You present a lot of problems here, so what else do I do?
What do you mean, what else you do? Better.
Better at what? In what way? What do you mean? Because what you're doing is pointing at bits of random chance and things that we couldn't have possibly known and said, do better. Do better how? Do better at what? What do you actually mean? This is generalised, like guilt tripping.
Give me a perception check.
That is a 28.
The longer that you're talking with Ferrin, the less they look like Ferrin.
Ah.
Oh.
Are they turning into someone, or...?
The best way I can describe it is, you know when someone's upside down?
Yes.
If you keep them upside down too long, it stops being a person's face and starts being like... nose, eyes. I don't mean like terrifying, yeah. It's just you don't really see the person, you see what is making their face. It's a recognised like phenomenon.
And then you stick googly eyes on their chin and it becomes really funny.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. You're not in the googly eye phase yet. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, no, fair enough. But it's becoming alien to me.
It's because it's the components are Ferrin, but it's becoming actively alien and the rumble's growing louder. I'm just look, okay. All you do is you just keep saying that you're doing the right thing and that you keep telling and naysaying and putting everyone else down because you can't face the fact that you're the reason everything goes wrong. Always have been.
Wait, no, hang on a minute. I don't think I'd do the right thing. I'm trying, but I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I've never pretended that I'd know that I'm doing the right thing. Because you gotta try.
Why?
I mean, I don't actually think you need a reason. Because you do. Because that's what people do. Because if you don't try, things can't get better. For you or for the people that come
after.
And
what happens when you try and things get worse? Like they always do.
That's called life.
Ferrin is starting to not even look like a dwarf anymore.
Fair enough.
Sorry, I have to occasionally drop in a detail, yeah, otherwise it's just in the wind a little bit.
I don't have anything to say to that, I think is what I'm getting at.
The rumble is growing dangerously close. As far as you're concerned, sensorily speaking, a cave-in is coming your way.
Yeah.
Something catastrophic.
Okay. I just, like, sit down.
Look, okay.
Or whatever you are, just shut up and sit down for a second. Just sit really quiet.
Why?
Why not? All you're doing is shouting at me for no particular reason.
I'm shouting because it was your fault.
Ugh. Yeah, you've already tried it. It ain't worked.
Yeah.
Choose a different angle or shut up.
Right, you can have your little chat if you want, but it's still going to be your fault because it's all your fault and it's always been your fault.
I don't even
And everyone under
chat.
Your command, it's their fault.
No, just...
Which means it's your fault, because it's always your fault. It's your fault. It's all... I'm not going to sit down. It's your fault. It's always your fault. It's always been your fault. You see where I'm
going
with this?
Yeah, yeah. And so while he is doing that, I'm like sitting down, I'm eyes closed, I'm trying to regulate my breathing. I know a cave-in is coming. I know it's probably not real. I'm still terrified of it, but I'm trying to like just be calm because there is nothing else to do.
The cave-in sweeps upon you.
Yeah.
As we segue to our new challenger, I am going to jump to Helen.
Yes. I think the last thing I said to Grizzop was that I thought Grizzop would be more pragmatic than to blame me for all of his problems.
Yes, you did.
Azu is just going to sort of look at Grizzop for a little while.
He looks furiously back, tears leaking from his face.
Grizzop, for what it's worth, which appears to not be very much, but I'm going to take the chance while I have someone that looks like you here. I'm really sorry.
You're right. It doesn't matter much because I'm here. Sasha's gone. Like,
yeah.
There's you aren't good enough. You can't save anyone, really. You can't do anything right. Like, Erin obviously knew that. You see how he speaks to you. He thinks you're good for nothing. He does. He actually has faith in Aphrodite. You see, he's such a powerful spellcaster. You can hardly get anything going when the going gets tough. You might have faith in Aphrodite, but I don't think Aphrodite has faith in you.
Grizzop, would you like to leave this room at all with me, or do you want to stand here and have a go?
What, you think I wandered around? You think I've not tried? I've tried, there's nowhere out, no way out. I'm trapped, and you trapped me. Sasha was here, but she left, and she ain't come back. She's gone. Just gone.
Sasha had a really good life, actually.
Big old rumbles in the distance there. That was definitely a whole district that went that time.
Do you really think that? Do you think...
Letter
that came to you after thousands and thousands of years was definitely her, right?
Oh, yeah, it was her.
Would you stop destroying such large amounts of my elaborate, like, hellscape? It's quite tricky to build in the first place, and you're just tearing through it.
Look, one of the things about Azu is that she's kind of like me, which is when she's sure of something, she remains sure of it.
It's making it tough, I've got to say.
I believe in you, Ben.
I know. That's your problem, Ben.
It certainly is.
The hatred surge through you, Ben.
You don't think that was just somebody pretending? A meritocratic trick?
I think they probably had other things on their mind. But you know what, Grizzop? I'm going to go.
Yeah, fine.
You can come and try and fix things if you want, and I will do whatever you think I can do. Do you think I can do anything?
From experience, no.
Yeah, you're not Grizzop. All right, I'll see you later. All right, she's going to turn around and walk out of the room.
Well, as you start heading off, the building that you're in itself even starts... You start seeing chunks fall, pillars start to crumble, and it starts to basically cease to be.
Azu's fine with that. She's like, well, if I'm dead, then I'm already dead, and it's clearly not real here, so let's just see.
I'm assuming as you're leaving back inside the space, you're hearing,
it's all your fault! 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 It's all your fault!
Yay! Thank you!
Got the depth there!
Okay, that seems a sensible place for a break. We'll take a break. And then I'm going to give Sel my best shot, but I'm you know, I'm swinging and missing, and I'm at least two strikes down. I don't think I can count Ben as my own, but I really don't want to go 3-for-3, so I'll see what I can come up with in the break. And welcome back. Right, I'm limber. I'm limbered. I'm oiled.
He had a Rocky montage in the break.
But with, like, meanness and grief.
Yeah.
It was just lots of unreasonable demands that couldn't possibly be met.
Drawing angry faces on things.
No, putting lots of full stops at the end of text so that the tone is ambiguous.
And no kisses at the end.
Okay, so jumping back into Cell, we are jumping back with basically screams, terror, everyone running, and some big approaching monster coming from the wilds.
Cool.
People seem more afraid of Cell than they do of the monster.
Yeah, Cell's gonna kind of look down interestedly at their claws.
Covered in viscera, by the way.
Covered in blood, I'm sure. This is interesting. I wonder if this is what I actually looked like that night, or whether this is like my nightmare's version of what I did that night. Because, you know, maybe you don't know, but it's always been kind of unclear to me. And so, yeah, I don't. So Cell moves through this as if it's like 3D cinema.
Oh my gosh, I've realised what's happening.
Yeah?
I accidentally just made a lucid dream simulator for everyone, and it's watching you all. How would you deal with a lucid dream? This is fascinating now.
In my experience, I fly away in lucid dreams.
Like, that was what Cell was literally trying to do. But yeah, so they walk around, and look, it's as if they're going through a kind of frozen VR. So like, oh look, that's the town hall. Like, I'm pretty sure that this is as my nightmares, because I think it wasn't that color.
As you're saying this, I would say broadly speaking, the population seems to split into two groups.
Right.
Half seem to be fleeing you deeper into the wilds.
Right.
And the second they're out of sight, you hear awful, awful sounds of something feeding upon them. The remainder seem to be forming some kind of militia. Think a Frankensteinian mob to move against you.
Is Haley anywhere?
Yes, Haley's at the front.
Also, sorry, is a Frankensteinian monsters mob?
But he might have been using Frankensteinian to refer to the novel, the title of the novel.
So actually it's a Frankensteinian novel mob. God, I can't say that quickly.
It's a modern Promethean mob.
The complicated thing here, in messing up a series of mutagens, Cell plays both Frankenstein and the monster in this kind of thing.
It's a tough analogy, and it's not really coming together how I'd hoped.
So once Cell spots Haley, they do kind of pause, like, Okay. This is harder. This is harder than I expected. Haley, I'm probably not even using words right now, as far as you're perceiving.
Saying that, as they're yelling at you and they seem distraught with you, you don't understand any words.
No.
You don't understand anything from them.
So I'm gonna guess this is because on that night I don't know if you're trying to draw this from my memories. You have to kind of think about the fact that memory isn't really a static thing, right? Every time you remember something, you're rewriting it according to the context of what you've experienced since. So my belief about how this all happened, you know what would be really cool is if we could go
back. As Cell is doing this,
because
I have to interject, because otherwise it'll go on and on, because I know how Cell rolls.
Yeah.
The large creature breaks out of the wilds
behind
Cell. Sorry to interrupt, but...
Yeah, no, that's... Like, Cell is created as a character that requires interruption.
Yep.
Like, that's... And, from the beginning, they were created that way, and I trust you all to interrupt at the right point. That's the point of them. Cell turns around. What does the monster look like, Alex?
Cell.
Oh, right, cool. Oh, cool. So, like, to save space, you've just made two of us. That's efficient. Now,
it roars, and you can just make out through the abomination of fangs that make up its mouth.
Yep.
Something akin to the words.
So to an extent, yes. Though I would argue
it charges you.
Cell holds their claws up, but doesn't really fight back.
It charges, just yelling. I am then going to do something that you may not have been expecting.
Right.
Which is, you have no ability to react to this.
Ah, okay.
It tackles you to the ground.
Yep.
And begins attempting to basically
savage you. Yeah. And as everything goes dark, you see your own face savaging you before it all fades away.
Grim.
With that in mind, could everyone please roll initiative?
Yeah.
Huh. That's a 17. Huh. Ooh. Who'd have thought I could roll so high?
10 from Cell.
21.
Oh.
22.
Nice.
Do you want me to roll for Skrark as well?
Yes, please.
5.
Hamid, you come too. You are tumbling through a void. There are no stars in this void, but it is full of shards. Shards falling along with you, as if as slivers of glass, and each sliver of glass showing to your eye a different state. Some fire, water, screaming. one over there seems to have all cogs.
Is that the element of surprise? Sorry.
Hey!
Very Lydia? Good, very good.
Fire, Lydia, water, earth, and then
I
someone
am
going,
ah! Very, very, very impressed. That's the best joke we've had in weeks. I'm sorry. That's fantastic. You leave that in and you bleep it. That was amazing.
What I like is that once jokes get past a certain level, other people laugh, but Alex, like, goes over a crest and stops laughing and just compliments you.
No, it stops being funny and starts being, like, professional respect. Like,
yeah.
That was a well-crafted... delicious. Love it. Fantastic. Would subscribe. 5 out of 5. Moving on from the element of surprise, though. These slithers are seemingly moving randomly, chaotically around you. Could you please give me a perception check?
25.
You are covered in ichor. Or something similar. It is viscous, it is sticky, and you are grabbed by something long and tentacly. And as you follow it from where it's grabbing you in your chest up into the main body, you see what appears to be the remnants of the creature that you were facing in the Garden of Yerlik, the one with the multiple torsos and so on. It's larger than you originally suspected. It has wings, a lot of them, but it is not gargantuan or anything like that. It turns out you did see maybe half of it poking through in the garden. The rest is an assemblage of limbs, wings, and faces that shouldn't be there. The tentacles themselves are grappling you, and looking around, you see the rest of your party similarly held. The only one who seems to be awake is Wild, and he seems to be struggling viciously.
If I'm grappled, do I have the ability to cast spells?
Time to look up grapple rules. Do-do-do-do.
Now, the worst sequence of words in the English language.
The answer is not if they have somatic components or material components, because you grappled.
I mean, sorcerers do not do material components, but they do somatic components. So basically, no, I cannot cast spells, which I guess means I try and wriggle free of the tentacle, which I believe is an escape artist check, but that's not a skill I have, so it's likely to be really bad.
Cool, yeah, I'd say escape artist is probably the way to go on this one. Go for it. May the dice be with you.
I rolled a 9, so 13.
I am afraid you do not succeed. You remain grappled
that
by the creature.
Makes sense. No other actions are available to me. That is the end of my turn.
Okay, in which case then, we move down the initiative order to... Zolf, you find yourself in the same situation as Hamid.
Sure. I will attempt to break the grapple.
Give me either a opposed combat manoeuvre roll or an escape artist check.
Yeah, as far as I can see, it's not an oppose, it's just I make a combat manoeuvre check with the DC equal to the opponent's CMD.
Oh, well, there we go then. That's fine. Still wouldn't have been enough for Bryn, I'm afraid.
Combat manoeuvre. Okay, so that is a 19.
Insufficient.
Okay. I remain grappled.
Okay. In which case then, Azu, you are up. You find yourself in a dark void.
Well, she's also going to attempt to break the grapple. Good luck, me. And that is 23.
Insufficient for this creature.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We're a bit boned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In which case then, Cell, you are up.
Right. Reading the grappling rules, which I've taken the chance to look, there is no mention of drinking extracts, but I'm going to assume that chugging a potion would be equivalent to a somatic component.
I would assume so, yeah.
So, not going to do that, just going to wiggle.
So this is an escape artist then?
Yeah, this is escape artist, which is just going to be flat plus 4 dex. And since they rolled 5, literally all game, rolling d20s, Cell has not rolled above a 6. I'm going to restart my dice rolling app in case there's something wrong. But for now, rolled a 5, so total 9. Which
you do anything else, that's insufficient, I'm afraid.
Fruitless wiggle!
So moving on to Summit Newell, who I may have neglected to mention, you know, it's not even that big a deal, is a bear, might have a few little bonuses at play here. Oh, fall short, but barely.
Yeah, barely.
So Summit Newell is going, oh, nice, yeah. Summit Newell's struggling and tearing at them. Seems to almost, and then the tentacle wraps around again. You get the impression that if this was to come around again, Summit Newell might very well break out single-handed. Cool. Wild, meanwhile, fails. Would you roll for Scrock? This is not Wild Sting.
Yeah. How long has passed in game?
Currently, we're in round one. Do you mean since falling through?
Just before the battle with the trees, Hamid cast Heroism on Scrock. Heroism lasted 90 minutes. Has it run out, or is it still affecting?
No, it's still
Scrock?
Up. Still
cool.
Up.
Scrock makes an escape artist check, and Scrock has actual points in escape artist.
Scrock has a couple of very specific jobs, and this is one of them.
I only rolled a 10, which means the total is 23, which I think we decided was not quite enough.
It's not quite enough, unfortunately, but that's just because of a bad roll. In which case, then, top of the very depressing round. Hamid, you are up.
Hamid has an action that does not require somatic components. Hamid breathes dragonfire.
I knew you had it, but I wondered if you'd use it.
Still got to do the blooming concentration check there, don't you?
It's only once a day.
Good luck.
How many times do you intend to fall through a chaos void whilst grappled? Oh, I didn't use it. Why? We're saving it for a more dangerous situation.
Indeed. Okay, concentration check. I rolled a 19.
That'll be enough, I think.
So, something like 29?
Oh, it's close, but
Or maybe... No, because I might also add my charisma bonus, so it might well be 33.
That is sufficient.
Wow.
The creature gets to make a reflex save.
Oh, what's the reflex save? I mean, it's almost certainly not going to make it.
It's not too hard, because it's not a spell. I don't get my kind of bonuses to it. DC 21 for half damage.
Fails horrendously.
55 fire damage.
Nice.
Okay, so, as I said before, this was the creature that you were fighting earlier. It was wounded. It was effectively retreating from you tactically earlier. It is clearly you are covered in ichor that are still coming from it, and you basically just managed to square right in its main sort of hub, its central mass. The three torsos just separate out from one another, pulling all of you in slightly different directions and setting you tumbling away from none another. Could everyone please give me a single reflex? Oh no, haha, this is what the first of the stacked saves goes off.
The first? We haven't even got through the... Oh no.
Yep, can't believe I managed to stack saves across multiple episodes. Yay.
Oh, I think I did quite good in that one.
Oh, but I did a weirdly good reflex save at the beginning.
Cell didn't, or did you, Cell?
Yeah, Cell's was low. It's the fort save that they got a natural one.
Azu and Hamid, you managed to grab hold of each other as all of you are flung randomly out into the chaos. You two managed to hold on to one another.
Right, Ben, this isn't reminiscent of anything
at all, is it?
No, it's fine.
Every single one of you slams into a different shard. And with
Oh my god.
I hope I get surprised.
End the episode there.
Alex.
Oh my god,
we can't be
Alex.
Separated across planes.
It's fine. All
Why
fine.
Are you splitting the party,
All
you
fine.
Monster?
Across planes.
Alexander, explain!
And I can't use planar shift because it's like it plonks you down in a random place within
it's
miles.
It's fine. It's probably not fine. It's fine. It's really bad.
Oh, this goodness. Is not
Yay!
Fine.
Yay! Well, as always, we get to look forward to the next one. I hope everyone has enjoyed their journey through basically Trauma Town, like just the worst.
No, it's a trauma theme park.
Yeah. We went from attraction to attraction, being like, does this hurt? How about this? How about this one?
Would you like to sample this vintage?
Yeah.
Harvested from the trauma of Rome.
There's definitely things Alex could have hurt Hamid worse with. He didn't do his worst upon
you
me.
Had already damaged the creature. I had to give you a little edge.
The creature was just like, oh, I may as well.
Well, I want to know what happens next, so I'm going to call the episode here. For everyone else, you have to wait till next week. Nya-ha-ha-ha-ha. Time to have some fun and figure out how bad this is going to be.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
Give me your best shot. Go on. What can you say to upset me?
Alex is going to have to think because you're setting the stage
quite
you
are.
This is the performance. It'll sound great, but I do actually have to like take a good hard hit.
I know.
Because the issue is I knew Zolf wasn't going to go for this, and that's fine. It's built to, but I have to at least try and get a dig in.
Yeah. It's like I want another swing at Azu. I've worked out some stuff that's better.